The Rooster Who Refused to Crow. Written by Thomas Crawford. Illustrated by Judith Frilingio. Troll Associates. Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. The sun was just peeping above the horizon. And, as usual, Raffles the Rooster was letting everyone know about it. Every morning it was the same. As soon as the first light of dawn brightened the farmyard, Raffles climbed to the top of the farm hen house and crowed as loud as he could. Of course, he made so much noise he woke the other animals, which was just the way it was supposed to be. Somebody had to wake up the farm. It was a very important job. If the animals didn't wake up, what would happen? The cow wouldn't give any milk, the hens wouldn't lay any eggs, and the horse wouldn't pull the wagon. But most important of all, Farmer Miller wouldn't get up either. And if Farmer Miller didn't get up, the animals wouldn't get any breakfast. The chickens wouldn't get any grain. The horse wouldn't get any hay. The pigs wouldn't get any corn. And everyone would be hungry and unhappy. Of course, the animals didn't realize this. They just knew they were sick and tired of listening to that rooster every morning. "He's always off key," grumbled the cow, who was very proud of her musical moves. "I dislike the way he struts around the barnyard," complains the pig. "You think he brought the sun himself?" "I like to sleep late on Sunday morning," said the horse, "but that rooster at his silly crowing wakes me every time." And so it went. In the entire farmyard, there wasn't a single animal who was glad the rooster announced the start of the day. Only Farmer Miller was glad because he had to get an early start on his chores. He worked from dawn to dark, plowing, planting, and taking care of the animals. But the animals kept grumbling about Raffles and all the noise he made. They even called him names behind his back: Old Loudmouth, Foghorn. Then one day, the little rooster learned that his other animals were tired of his crowing. "That's a fine thing," he crowed. "I'll get up early every morning just to let them know what the sun is up, and they don't even appreciate it. Well, just let them try to get up without me. They'll find out." With that, the angry rooster stomped off. The next morning, when the first light of dawn crept into the dark farmyard, the rooster woke up, but he didn't crow. He just sat and waited. Soon, the bright morning sun was shining down the farm, but Farmer Miller and the animals in the barn were still fast asleep. It grew later and later, and still there was no activity in the farm. Finally, the cows woke up. They started mooing for their breakfasts, but Farmer Miller did not come to feed them. Then the lambs woke up. They were hungry for their breakfasts, but Farmer Miller did not come to feed them. Soon all the animals were making noise. The cow wanted to be milked. The horse wanted to be let out to pasture. Where was Farmer Miller? All of this while, the rooster watched what was going on. "That'll teach them," he muttered. "I'll show them how much they need me." At last, when it was almost time for lunch, the farmer came out of his house. He was still rubbing the sleep from his eyes, and in his hurry he had forgotten to take off his nightcap. "Dear me, what has happened?" he wondered. "I ain't hear the rooster this morning. Now I'm behind in all my chores. Dear me, I've got so much work to do, and the day is half over. Dear me." With that, the farmer ran here and there, trying to do everything at once. Farmer Miller got very mixed up, and he hitched up the cow to the wagon and tried to milk the horse, and did all sorts of strange things. "No, no, no," cried the poor farmer. "I'm all mixed up. This is all wrong." But no matter how hard he tried, things just got more and more mixed up. Finally, Farmer Miller gave up. "I'm going back to bed," he said. "It'd start all over in the morning." And that night, all the animals had a meeting in the barn, all except the rooster. He just stayed in the hen house and chuckled over what had happened. The horse spoke first. "Something must be done," he said. "Everyone overslept this morning and things were all mixed up. Something must be done." "Yes," exclaimed the other animals. "This simply won't do. Someone has to wake us up in the morning." "And Farmer Miller, too," said the cow. "But we can't ask the rooster, not after the way we complained about his crowing." "I have an idea," said the pig. "Let's change the announcing the start of the day. I will do it tomorrow morning. The goat can do it the next day, and so that so on. That way we don't need the rooster. That's a wonderful idea, cried the animals. Everyone agreed that taking turns was the best way to solve the problem. Next morning, just as the sun came up, the pig woke up. Immediately, he went to the door of his pen and oinked as loud as he could. But the loudest oink was not nearly loud enough. Not one animal heard him, and especially not Farmer Miller, who was fast asleep in the house. When the farmer finally did get up, it was even later than the day before, and that he made an even worse mess of things. The next morning, it was the goat's turn. As soon as the sun went up, he tried to wake the others. He tried as hard as he could, but there was no use. He wasn't loud enough either, and Farmer Miller did not come out until late afternoon. The next morning, it was the horse's turn. The night before, he told the other animals that he would make so much noise, Farmer Miller would be sure to wake up. But then, a strange thing happened. The horse slept right through the sunrise. In fact, the cow had to come over and kick on his door to wake him up. Well, this went on almost for a week, and not one morning did it work. In fact, the last day, Farmer Miller did not come out at all. He spent the entire day sleeping peacefully in his bed. Something had to be done fast before the farm was ruined. His animals held another meeting in the barn. There was a lot of arguing, and each blamed each other for not waking the farmer. But deep down inside, they all knew what was wrong. It was the rooster's job to wake up the farm. He was the only one who could do it right. At last, the cow, who was older and somewhat wiser than the rest, suggested a solution. "I think we should all go to the rooster and apologize," she said. "We've been very unkind to him. After all, he was only trying to do his job. If we tell him we're sorry, maybe he'll agree to announce the day again." After listening to the cow, they all decided it was a good idea to ask the rooster's pardon. But one by one, the animals told the rooster they were sorry. Sure enough, as soon as the animals had apologized, the rooster was more than happy to go back to his old job. And the very next morning, at the first light of day, the happy rooster was crowing as loud as he could. "Cock-a-doodle-doo," he crowed. "Cock-a-doodle-doo." And before the rooster stopped crowing, Farmer Miller rushed out of his house and started his chores. And he didn't mix anything up either. He did everything just right. What a wonderful day.